Welcome to the Social Code Podcast. I'm Lauren Crawford, full-time dance instructor and wellness coach.
And I'm Leah, happy-go-lucky social dancer and co-host, or also known as Lauren's sister.
You've tuned in today because you've entered the social dance scene and you've realized there's more to it than just skill level.
That's why we're here, to show you how to navigate making friends, the inevitable rejection, building confidence, and avoiding awkward situations, and more.
We'll be talking all things lifestyle, relationships, and social dancing. So let's get into it. Hello, Social Code Podcast family.
Hola!
Episode 4.
Oh, cuatro.
Oh, oh Leah, she's so bilingual.
I've been working really hard at it.
So good. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
High five. Okay. So, today's episode topic is taxi dancer. Yes. And social sharing.
You did that. You nailed it. Social sharing. Yes. Yeah. Say that 3 times fast and then come talk to me.
Right, though? I'm a little Dr. Seuss up in here. Okay. So today we are talking about taxi dancers. For those of you who don't know what the hell taxi dancers are, I am here.
Let us.
So the actual definition, so pushing my glasses on, my monocle, single monocle. A taxi dancer is a dancing partner that's available for a fee. Now, I know that sounds a little bit like something you would get off the street.
My mind immediately went to that, and I was like, Lauren, she's like, no, Leah.
We're saying the definition.
No.
So, essentially, taxi dancer, it's nearly the same thing as a dance motivator. So, Leah and I have... We've both been dance motivators.
We have been.
At different events. So, essentially, we worked for a company. We were hired by a company. Also, we've been hired independently at other venues.
Yes.
Everything from weddings to birthdays to bar mitzvahs to quinceañeras.
All of the fun stuff.
To just
regular
dancing parties,
yes.
Social events. And the idea is that it's a group of people or individuals that are hired to essentially keep the party going.
Keep the energy up.
Yes, to motivate.
Yep.
So dance motivators or taxi dancers, they're trained just like DJs. So they help run the event a little bit, kind of facilitate formalities and assist with the general flow.
Yes, getting people out to the dance floor, being like, okay, we'll go eat, go grab a drink, and then getting them back out. Involved in all of the events that are happening.
Exactly. The point of a taxi dancer and the point of a dance motivator is to get people out of their seats and onto the dance floor.
Out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
Get them out of their shell.
Exactly right.
All those fun things.
All the things.
All of them.
All the things, honeys. So there are always two viewpoints on taxi dancers. And we were even asked to kind of highlight this in one of our episodes. So you know who you are.
Shout out
this
to you.
This is for you. Because a lot of people view them as this kind of like pity party.
Yeah, like, oh, like you're only dancing with me because you're paid to do so. Like you wouldn't dance with me if you weren't getting paid.
Yeah, and I get that mindset. But honestly, that's not where it comes from.
Yeah.
So it's not like... Like, I think I can't help but to think of it as, like, pity sex.
Yes.
Right? Like,
you're
no one
right.
wants pity sex.
No one
wants, like, they feel bad for you, so they're going to sleep with you. Like, it's not that. Yeah. I'm
they're
going
having
right
sex
there.
With you because they want to have sex with you. Even taxi dancers.
So, we're, wait,
we're
hard,
separating the two.
Hard line.
Hard line there
hard,
between the two.
Hard line.
Do not sleep with your taxi dancers.
Hard line.
It's not connected.
Correct.
Way to go.
I know. Hard line there, but...
Yes, as I continue.
Yes, go ahead.
Taxi dancers, they do want to dance with you. That's why they're there.
That's why they're taxi dancers.
Yes, they want to be there to build your confidence, to make you feel good. I can't tell you how many times that I've gone out and danced with someone that... Maybe I didn't even know that they were taxi dancers, but I danced with them and I was like, oh my gosh, that was just so great. I felt so good. I was having an off night. I haven't been able to follow anything. And Lauren's like, girl, you haven't been following anything.
Mm.
But then I go and I dance with this one person. Who knows if they are or not.
Yeah, irrelevant.
But it made me feel good. But that is their job, though. Their job is to make you feel good, to get you involved, to build your confidence, to go and ask another, you know, follower to dance, or to go up to a lead and say, hey, you want to lead me through this dance? You know, whatever the case may be, that's what they're there for, to get you to that place.
Yes. So usually they will go and ask the person to dance. It's kind of sitting in the corner. Maybe that person's a little bit shy. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're a little bit of a wallflower.
Yeah, they've been sitting down for a few dances now.
Yeah, and they notice that. The thing about any environment, so think of this. Have you ever been, like, driving, you're like, oh, like, let's go get pancakes. You're like, there's a pancake house on this corner, and there's, like, this little, like, pancake shop down the street, and you drive by, and one of them has a totally empty parking lot, and the other one has, like, a one-hour line out the door.
Yeah.
Right away, you're going, oh, well, that one place
must be really good.
Must be really damn good. And so you're kind of like, that's where I would rather wait and have a good-ass pancake or a delicious
one
donut.
One pancake. Yes. Just one.
Then they kind of sit. I mean, that's how it is. Like, you, when you go on Yelp and you look at reviews, like, you always look at the place that has the most reviews. Full circle, the reason I say that is because when you're sitting dancing, oh my gosh.
When you're sitting waiting to dance.
Thank you,
I got
Leah.
You, girl. Dang.
Shit. So when you're sitting waiting to dance, a lot of times your body language, which we will talk about definitely in a different episode.
That will be a whole episode.
Yes. Might be saying, like, I don't want to dance or I want to sit out. And so people won't ask you. The moment they see you up and dancing, you will find that most people will then come and ask you to dance. I have a student. So as an instructor, we do this just naturally. Like, yeah. We are built-in dance motivators / teachers / taxi dancers.
That's only just, taxi dancers.
That's just our life. But the point is, I'll have students, especially ones that may be a little bit shy, or they're great dancers, but they may not look like the stereotypical great dancer.
Yes, they're not flamboyant, or they're not flashy. They don't do crazy tricks. It's just very nice and simple.
Yes.
And that's beautiful. That's always my favorite.
I know, me too. But they'll always ask me to dance with them, one, because they enjoy it, but two, because they know that the moment that I dance with them and other ladies or followers or whoever see the interaction and the playfulness, the moment our dance is done, other women will come and ask him to dance, or he'll then go to ask somebody and they'll say yes versus they might have said no last time. So the point of a taxi dancer is essentially that. The moment that they are dancing with you, one, it creates good dances for you, and two, it allows other people to show that you are available for social dancing.
Yes. The one thing that you don't want to do, this might be digressing a little bit, but the one thing that you don't want to do is sit there and wait for someone to become available to dance. And you're missing out on all these amazing dances that you could be having with other people because you're, you know, wanting to wait for this one person. And then...
Yeah, it just never happens.
Yeah, it's just...
Yep. So
thing.
I think that it's such a positive thing.
I love it. I think it's a great
too.
Idea.
And know that the reason that somebody is a taxi dancer, a dance motivator, is because they genuinely enjoy it. They love dancing or whatever it is that
they love the social aspect of it.
They're doing
the
exactly.
The same reason why you're out is why they're out.
Exactly. So it's never out of pity. They're never like, ugh, I have to dance with this person. Because they simply then wouldn't have to have that position in the event.
Yes.
Like, if you don't want to go and just dance with everybody, you simply wouldn't be hired as a taxi dancer. You just wouldn't do it.
That being said, rolling on to our next little bullet point here. Do not...
Wait. Go.
Okay. Do not abuse your taxi dancer.
Oh, so good.
Okay? Don't monopolize their time.
Good.
All night, knowing that they're not going to say no.
Yeah.
They still need to breathe. They still need a second too. And you have to share.
Oh, Leah.
You see, I just slid right in there.
Your transitions, girl.
On point tonight.
So, social sharing. What the heck does that even mean?
You said it on point again, girl.
I know. I'm practicing in my head before I say it out loud. So, when you're out dancing, guys and ladies... Here's the rule. I'm going to say this, and I know that some people are going to be like, well, I'm telling you
There's no exception.
The social code. This is, we are cracking the code.
Hashtag to tell you. Code.
One song.
Uno. Song.
Leah said it best. One and done.
One and done. That's it. You don't get any more.
So
until
one and done.
At least a few songs.
Absolutely.
Later.
One song. One. Do not try to be overly helpful.
We're
it
being
doesn't
really
matter.
Dramatic in our pauses right now.
So I have hand gestures going. All the Italian in my blood is coming out.
Yes.
I just all hand gestures. I wish you all could see me. I'm jerking my hands at the screen.
Yes.
One song. If you enjoy that dance with that person, great. Go back and ask them again later. Do not keep somebody for more than one song.
Do not keep them hostage.
Yes. Because a lot of times it's awkward, or you don't know how to say no to someone, or the person asking, you know, if you are one of these people, come on, be true to yourself.
Be honest.
You're taking advantage of knowing that that person is a little uncomfortable and will say yes to you.
Or not say anything and just keep going because they don't know how to separate it out.
Exactly. One song. When the song is done, you say thank you so much and you walk away. If you enjoyed the song and you enjoyed the dance with them, you say thank you so much. I would love to dance with you again later. And that person will either say, oh, that'd be great. Or they'll just smile and be like, thank you for the dance.
And then you know the
answer.
And
then you separate. Now, I'm going to give you all one
exception.
One little.
Just one.
And that is, you get a maximum of two. This is a hard line. A maximum of two if it's a different dance style, but you still have to ask. You still have to end the song, stop dancing completely, don't keep your feet moving, stop and say, hey, may I now dance this second song with you, or, you know, this other style. So if you're dancing, for example, anything. If you're dancing
bachata and then you decide, and then the song switches to salsa, you stop your bachata movements and say, hey, would you like to dance this salsa with me? They're going to say yes, or they might say, you know what, I just need a break. Or the next one around.
Yes. By saying, oh, this is my favorite song, and then continuing to dance with that person, you are not allowing them
to make that decision.
Yes. Like, you're taking someone's decision away. Like, that is so crazy to me. One, it's bizarre to me that this happens all of the time. Like,
every time.
It's insane to me because you know that you're taking something from someone else. And you're forcing your own agenda on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's never okay. That's not okay in any situation, on or off the dance floor. Like, you can't push your own agenda onto somebody else. Even if you love the song, even if you really want to dance with them again, give them a break.
If you really love a song, there are certain songs where I'm like,
yes.
This is my jammy jam. I have to get up and move to this song. If the person who I was thinking is taken, like, to dance with that song with, I go and find somebody else. You know why? Because I'm going to have just as much fun. Because I want to dance to the song.
100 people to dance with.
Yes. You don't have to, like, glue yourself to one person.
Yes.
And then keep them going. It's a lot. It's overwhelming.
It's so overwhelming.
Yeah.
So always take that break and come back. And then if you're on the other end of that spectrum, if somebody is continuing to dance with you and maybe you need a break, or maybe you're not enjoying it, or maybe you understand that social aspect of, hey, I gave you all of my energy and my attention for one song, and they want to dance a second song with you, but you're not feeling it, you can stop dancing. I'm one to kind of put my hands on someone's forearm and say, thank you so much. Our song is ended. I appreciate it. I will see you for some dances a little bit later on. Like, I will physically stop them from dancing.
Yes.
And say, no, thank you. And move on, because that's still my time.
Yes, it is.
I gave whoever I'm dancing with 4 minutes of my undivided attention, my energy, my playfulness. I'm smiling the whole time. I'm fully committed to Leah saying yes.
So happy, because I was literally like, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Girl, that's why we sisters.
Yes. There's nothing better one of the reasons why I got and I fell in love with social dancing mm-hmm. is for 3-4 minutes, yes. I'm getting pure, positive, healthy, just good energy and attention.
Yeah, you're
And I'm connecting. Giving it back. You're exactly right. Like, you're giving your smiles and your energy and your love and your friendship and your everything into this dance. But once it's done, don't be greedy.
Yeah.
Don't be greedy with my smiles. Don't do it. I will give you as much as you need, but don't just take them. Because then you won't get them.
Leah, there's only so many smiles per person. If you max her out early, that's it. Love it. The reason that we're putting the taxi dancers and the social sharing together is because it's a perfect example of a taxi dancer will never just keep the same person over and over again, even if they don't dance with them, if that person goes and sits back down again. The idea is to kind of work around the room, get to know different people, and get to play with different people. Everybody has, you know, their own take on...
Yeah, we've had dancers everything. Come out that aren't taxi dancers, by the way.
Oh, just great dancers.
That come out, and they will only dance with you once.
Yep.
And they will make sure to ask every single person yes. in that room to dance just because it gets them out. It gets everyone out. It's enjoyable. It's fun. It's social.
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 Social means multiple, lots.
All of the things.
All the things. Many all of the people. Things.
But yeah, so...
That's how you make more friends in the dance community,
exactly.
too. You have to be able to dance with them.
Yes.
You know, so if you're always... I'm going to use the word stuck. If you're always stuck with one person or somebody on the other end of that, if you're always just sticking to asking the same people / dancers song after song after song, like, you're doing yourself a disservice and you're doing them a disservice.
Now, I do understand at the same time there is a sense of rejection that you might feel or you might be scared of getting if you're comfortable dancing with certain people. And we'll get into rejection at another time.
Even if you only want to dance with two people out of the whole venue, it doesn't mean that you get to do back-to-back songs.
Correct.
That's our point here.
Yeah.
So if I go to a big venue and I'm shy or I'm nervous and I see Leah and all I want to do is dance with Leah, I'm going to dance with Leah a song. At the end of that song, I'm going to say, thank you so much. I would love to dance with you again a little bit later.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's going to say, absolutely. Right. But then I allow her, because I care about her and because she's a great dancer, to go out and dance with other people. And then maybe I'll wait a handful of songs and then I'll go back and say, hey, may I have another dance with you? Try to stick to, you know, just a handful a night. If you're dancing with somebody that you don't necessarily, you didn't
connect
come
with.
Yes. You know, more than 5 or 6 times, that's when you kind of know that you're hogging that person.
Let your baby bird fly.
Don't
break your baby bird's neck because you want to hold it so badly.
We're being dramatic here so that you understand our point.
Dramatic? What do you mean?
That's just Leah.
I've never been dramatic.
The drama.
A day in my life. People who know me know this.
Not a single day. Not one day.
Not one.
So
27 years.
Oh, girl, you getting
the
old.
Audacity.
So, long story short.
Don't hog. Share. Sharing is caring.
Yes. Take advantage of the fact that there are people in the dance community that are taxi dancers or motivational dancers. They do it because they enjoy it. They do it because they want to dance with you.
It's their passion, yeah.
Yes, like that's what brings them joy. So always embrace that. Take it as a compliment. Every single time, take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
And social sharing. You know, get your good song in, one of them, and then let it go. Let that person breathe. You'll always have a better dance later on.
They will come back to you.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you. No matter how beginner you are, even if you guys weren't meshing well,
yep.
If you let them go after that dance and respectfully say thank you,
yes.
I promise you they will come back to you.
Yep.
There's never been a time that I haven't.
Right. Leah's our little boomerang, babe.
My boomerang will come back.
Yeah. Just kind of, she'll always come back around. All right, guys. So we are going to end it on that note. Good episode.
It was a good episode. We will talk to you later. Let us know what you think.
Yep. Instagram, we are the _social_code. Our website is thesocialcodepodcast.com. So, yeah, you can email us, and we'd love to hear your feedback, or if you have any ideas for future episodes.
Just get it going.
Episodes. We would love to hear from you. So, until next time.
Talk to you later.
Bye.